Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We've got some clouds out there this morning, and along with a chance of a sprinkle this afternoon, we're tracking our holiday weekend forecast. We'll go over all of that, though, coming up.
A woman is dead and two others are injured after a truck flipped over in a crash in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, what questions we're asking police this morning about what happened.
Also, we're counting down to the drop of the acorn right here in Raleigh, helping you get ready to ring in the new year with WRAL's first night celebrations. It'll come with fireworks as well, and thankfully, weather-wise, we don't have many fireworks leading up to it. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Ken Smith. Yeah, I've covered a number of first nights where it was raining, it was cold, shaping up to be a nice New Year's Eve. Let's bring in meteorologist Anthony Baglione into a conversation. And Anthony, cloudy to start with, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit cloudy this morning. We're managing to sneak some sunshine here as we overlook our Durham camera. Otherwise, though, there are some areas out there with a lot of cloud cover. Very similar to what we saw yesterday morning. Into the afternoon, it breaks up and we get the nice forecast for the day itself. Should be pretty good today, though. There's a live look in Durham. You can see currently 39 is where we sit in Raleigh. Durham, 30 in Roxborough, 36 currently. Good morning to you in Clinton, or in South Hill, rather. We see temperatures this afternoon topping out mid to upper 50s. It should feel relatively comfortable. We should be at about 54 for this time of year, and I think we'll be just a couple degrees above that. We're also, though, watching today. It will not be a lot, but a minor rain chance for us this afternoon after about 5 o'clock or so. That's when we could see a quick passing shower or two. We're looking great, though, by the time we head into first night here on our Raleigh forecast for Sunday evening into Monday morning. We're talking temps probably right about 40 degrees around midnight, 38 at 2 a.m. Looking great. So we'll walk through this, though, a little bit more in detail coming up here in a few minutes and show you our next system next week. Brett.
Thanks, Anthony. We've got some breaking news to tell you about out on I-540 and 87 right now. Rest of the triangle looking good. That's the good news. A lot of green on our map, but we do have this crash that is at 87 and 540. It's the 540 interchange to get onto 87 northbound. It is closed right now because of an overturned tractor trailer. We have the breaking news tracker on its way out there to find out exactly how that happened, what it looks like, but the ramp itself is closed right now, and police are diverting traffic onto 87 southbound instead of onto 540 north or 87 northbound. So you're going to have to use that as your alternate route. You're going to have to go down at 87 and then swing back around right now. It looks like it's going to be closed for at least the next hour or so. We'll continue to monitor this and keep you updated.
With breaking news, we followed in the overnight hours. A woman is dead and two others are injured after a serious crash in downtown Raleigh. An investigation at that scene covered over 7 hours time. WRAL's Kelsey Confey joins us live from the police department right now with what you've learned about this morning. Kelsey.
Jeff, at least one of the vehicles that was involved in this crash hit some power poles. So Duke Energy trucks were there for more than 6 hours just trying to clean up all the aftermath. And this morning, we're asking Raleigh police what led up to this crash. But for now, let's get you straight to video from the WRAL breaking news tracker so you can just see the extent of the two vehicles damaged, a sedan and a pickup truck. The pickup truck flipped over on its roof. Police received a call about this crash just before 8:30 last night. It happened at the intersection of South Blount and East Cabarrus Street. Police did not release the woman's name who died, but they tell us she was 41 years old. We're also working to find out the names of the two people who were injured and get an update on their condition. This crash is still under investigation, but police say they do plan to file charges. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And you this morning, we're working to learn more about a deadly crash in Wake Forest. This is the scene from the WRAL breaking news track. Around 2 o'clock this morning, the crash closed all lanes of northbound Capitol Boulevard near Club Villas Drive. Authorities tell us three vehicles were involved in that crash. One man died. Another person was taken to a Raleigh area hospital. No word on what may have caused the crash. We'll keep you updated with any new developments.
Ken, we also have an update now to breaking news out of North Raleigh, where a car crashed into a townhome. This happened shortly after 4 a.m. on Sumner Boulevard near Ruritania Street. Police confirmed the driver suffered minor injuries, and investigators are considering whether there will be charges. No one was home at that apartment complex. There is significant damage there so that people who live there will have to be displaced.
Well, this morning, crews will be back out on the Cape Fear River there in Lee County as they search for a missing person. Yesterday, crews spent hours searching for five people who went out on that river. They were able to rescue four of them. The search for the teens took place just south of Moncur. Rescuers searched by air, on land, and in the water after the teens were reported missing. We don't know yet the identities of them. We will continue to monitor the Swift Water Rescue Team's efforts to find the missing person today on air and online.
We have a live look out at RDU right now, where people will be filling those terminals ahead of those holiday plans to travel to and from their destinations. Today will be busy. Tomorrow, even busier. TSA is expecting to screen more than 2.5 million people at airport security checkpoints across the country today. The FAA says more than 48,000 flights are expected tomorrow. TSA has recorded nearly 2.5 million people moving through airports since December 20th. And if you're planning on hitting the road, tomorrow will be really busy out there. AAA predicts the best time to be out on the road is before noon today and tomorrow. Today, the worst travel time will be between 2 and 8 p.m. Tomorrow, the worst time will be between 5 and 7 p.m., a smaller window then. And we shouldn't see too many impacts on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
A teenage girl is back home safely in Fayetteville this morning after she was found underneath a trap door inside a Kentucky home. The 16-year-old girl was reported missing December 6th and was found on Christmas Day. The suspect is 34-year-old Zachary Jones. Police in Lincoln County, Kentucky released documents showing Jones is charged with assault, rape, strangulation, and terroristic threatening of a minor. The man's mother spoke with WRL's Chris Lovingood. She called the police, bringing them to the home to find the girl. She also says her son lied about the girl's age.
I asked him how old she was. He said she's 19. So I took that as the truth. You know, I'm always upset when he lies to me.
Well, the teen told police Jones picked her up from her home in Fayetteville and took her to Kentucky. She said Jones had a gun, choked, and threatened to kill her. We reached out to the victim's family, who declined an interview. Kentucky law enforcement says Jones will be charged in North Carolina as well.
The mayor of Sharpsburg is facing his second DWI charge in 5 years. Mayor Robert Williams was arrested in Rocky Mount last week. He was sworn into office in 2018, just hours after getting out of jail for DWI. Williams pleaded guilty to that charge and for resisting an officer and possession of a concealed firearm. WRL did not get a comment from the mayor himself. We also reached out to town commissioners there, and they gave us this statement. The town of Sharpsburg Board of Commissioners is aware that Mayor Robert Williams was arrested for DWI on December 21st, 2023. The board has no further comment at this time.
Well, the woman who was stabbed multiple times at a busy Raleigh intersection is in serious condition this morning. Police say Shanika Williams was attacked Wednesday. 51-year-old James Hunt appeared on a video monitor for his first court appearance yesterday. He's charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Hunt is accused of stabbing Williams, then hopping on a train to try to escape. Records show Hunt and Williams married back in 2019.
We're just a couple months away from the first major school redistricting in 30 years in Durham. The district has been working on its Growing Together plan for a couple of years now. Leaders say the main goals are equity, access, diversity, and managing growth in Durham. The district will be split into five regions, each with equal opportunity and a base school.
Placing all of those specialized programs in each of the five regions so that families that are interested in that have, number one, there are more schools with the programs and so greater access and closer to their neighborhood schools.
The plan means each region will have year-round and dual-language schools, and several schools also have international baccalaureate and Montessori programs. These changes for elementary school students begin in July, and the changes for middle school students come in the 2025-26 school year.
For the first time since the pandemic started, more people have been hospitalized in North Carolina with the flu than with COVID. Numbers released yesterday show the number of people hospitalized with the flu jumped 84% week to week. COVID is up 24%. One in every five visits to the emergency department, whether the patient was admitted or not, involved a respiratory issue. That's flu, COVID, RSV. The number of hospitals in our area are changing their visitation policies to keep people safe.
Thousands of people will fill downtown Raleigh for the WRL first night celebration. Crews are putting finishing touches on the preparations for this big event. You can expect live performances and plenty of activities for families, including a new amusement ride. The Acorn will drop with a fireworks display at 7 and then again at midnight.
As always, we're your home for WRL First Night Raleigh if you want to watch from the comforts of your home. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through to midnight, the Acorn Drop, and lots of fireworks. You can also watch the Acorn Drop on WRL right after Sunday Night Football.
Police in Texas are searching for persons of interest after a pregnant teen and her partner disappeared. A new video shows who may be responsible for it.
And powerful storms brewing up trouble in the Pacific Ocean just ahead. A look at the dangerous conditions with evacuation warnings in place for thousands of people.
And in our area, we are nice and quiet right now. Just a few clouds out there as we overlook our studio tower camera. Looking good, a little bit chilly, but we're going to talk about here if we have any rainfall on the way for this holiday weekend and talk about travel as well coming up.
Welcome back at 8:13. We want to say a pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers down there in Fayetteville. Many of you waking up. Some cloud cover this morning. That's pretty much what's happening all around the triangle and surrounding areas. Let's welcome in meteorologist Anthony Baglio into our conversation. And over the next day or so, a lot of people will be taking to the skies and the roadways.
Yeah, and certainly travel, thankfully, in our neck of the woods is looking great. We really do not have any big storm systems on the way, anything that will disrupt that travel here across North Carolina. We'll talk about, though, kind of where the storm systems are here across the country. That could cause some issues for you and hopefully make you aware of that. But I love when I can put green, 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 checkmark, all of the above here on our forecast. Let's talk about where we sit, though, across the state. We have temperatures, yes, definitely chilly right now. We're at 37 in Greensboro, 30 in Boone, mainly in the, let's say, mid to upper 30s across the triangle, even a few low 40s right there in Fayetteville. It's chilly. We definitely have a cold air mass in place currently. There's where the kind of problem spots sit right now for us. We have this big center of low pressure. You can very clearly see that kind of counterclockwise rotation. It is bringing some snow, some rain, Chicago, St. Louis. This time yesterday, we were still talking about this same storm system, and it has not moved much. So that's one area we're watching. There's another one back toward Los Angeles that could cause some issues for LAX if you're traveling in that direction as well. We time this batch out, though, as we see a cold front kind of ahead of it, and that will bring some light moisture in our direction. It will not be snowfall. The mountains, though, could see a couple of stray snowflakes today. We watch this as we bump ahead to about 5 o'clock, though. That's when we could see some very spotty areas of rain comes through. It shouldn't be a big time deal, but if you're headed out, let's say 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock or so, that's kind of when I think we could see those coming on through. Otherwise, today we're at 56 in Raleigh, 54 Durham. All of us feeling relatively comfortable about where we should be this time of year, and that continues into the weekend. It will be cooler, though, into tomorrow. Not a huge noticeable change. We go from 56 today, right about 50 tomorrow, but I think some of our northern counties, especially in the upper 40s, that will probably be noticeable tomorrow afternoon. We go into New Year's, though, 55 on New Year's Eve, 54 New Year's Day. Right kind of in between there at that midnight time frame, we should be at, let's say, 40 degrees right around midnight. It should be dry. We have partly cloudy skies. Really liking the forecast overall for us. Our next big storm system that we're watching, it's a little ways out. We'll have to fine-tune that, but comes in there Wednesday into Thursday. That definitely could bring some increased rainfall, Brett, into next week.
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic. We do have some breaking news out on I-540 and 87. It's the interchange out there that we're going to focus in on. Rest of the triangle looking good. 440, the Beltline, all green in both directions. But 540, if you're trying to get on from 540 to 87 northbound, we got that ramp closed right now due to what's been reported as an overturned tractor trailer. We're working to confirm that part of this crash here. But this is our live look from our DOT camera there. You can see a couple of the police officers out there directing traffic on to 87 southbound as you come to Raleigh. If you're trying to get to 87 northbound, it's an easy detour, though. You just get on to 87, then get off at Hodge Road and get yourself back on to 87 northbound to get around that. We're working to find out how much longer that closure will last, and we'll keep you updated.
But thanks to you this morning, San Antonio police say they are searching for two persons of interest in the deaths of two young parents-to-be. Officials releasing surveillance video Thursday of those persons of interest. You can see a black truck approaching a silver car. That's where the bodies of Savannah Soto and Matthew Guerrero were found. Police are searching for the drivers of both vehicles. Soto was a week overdue for delivery and was scheduled to be induced last Saturday. Police say this is being investigated as a potential capital murder case, which is punishable by the death penalty in Texas.
A man has filed a federal lawsuit more than 10 years after being arrested for the rape and murder of an 11-year-old girl in Sampson County. Authorities charged Trey Jones in 2014 with raping and killing Mackenzie Sessoms. He spent 5 years in jail before DNA evidence led to the dismissal of those charges in March of 2021. The lawsuit claims that Jones was coerced into confessing to the crime. Jones was a special needs student at the time. The suit also claims violation of Jones' civil rights by Sampson County Sheriff Jimmy Thornton and others. The girl's murder remains unsolved.
In Northern California, evacuation and flooding warnings are in effect as dangerous waves hit the West Coast. High waves are up to 40 feet are possible across the San Francisco Bay Area. It comes as a powerful offshore storm brings high waves and coastal flooding across much of the western U.S. coastline. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles is calling this an exceptional high surf and coastal flooding event that has not happened in many years.
And more of that same action, Ken. Take a look at this. 8 people were taken to the hospital after this huge wave hit the beach in Ventura. You can see it wiped out several vehicles and people there. The beaches and the pier in the county are currently closed. You can see another wave come on shore right there and surround the parked vehicles as people either run away or stand and record it on their phones. Ventura is about a half hour south of Santa Barbara in Southern California.
You can now buy a VinFast vehicle in Cary. Leith VinFast opened to the public Thursday. Right now, the company have 2 models of the VF8, an Echo model, and A-plus model. WRL's Chris Lovingood stopped by for a test drive yesterday. This is the first independent VinFast dealership in the state. The move didn't seem to impact the company's stock, though. The VinFast stock closed $8.62 a share.
In Johnston County, a portion of Sam's Branch Greenway will be closed for about 2 weeks at the start of the new year. There'll be work being done there happening nearby with the new Sam's Branch Water Reclamation Facility. The closure starts January 2nd. Safety measures and barricades will be in place.
You may have heard that Metallica is holding a nationwide marching band competition. Well, people in Iowa certainly know about it, and 2 universities there have made the finals. And understand why. The Iowa Hawkeyes Marching Band performed 5 popular Metallica songs to submit as part of the Metal Bands To Whom the Band Tolls competition. Nick Feingold is part of the Hawkeyes Marching Band. He says it only took them a month to learn and perfect the performance, which included songs like Master of Puppets and Enter Sandman.
But it was probably the biggest and most extravagant of just the entire nation looking at what we had been doing.
Yeah, the Hawkeyes have plenty of competition from in-state rivals, the Iowa State Cyclone Marching Band. They, too, have a performance worthy of a top 5 finalist. People have through tomorrow to vote. The winning prize, $75,000. They will also get new musical equipment for a school program and all furnished by Metallica and its sponsors.
And in those finals with them, Western Carolina's marching band there.
That?
We saw a little clip of that. Yeah, this is fantastic. So they're up against some stiff competition. That'll be good fun there. And, you know, Enter Sandman. Metallica in a marching band seems like a stretch, but these kids are pulling it off.
I think it works.
Yeah.
They're making it happen.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, some adult websites may go offline in North Carolina next week, and others may require your driver's license. It's all because of a new law meant to protect children. The state law requires adult websites to verify ages to make sure no one is under 18. It doesn't spell out the method of that, and the company that owns the largest adult websites in the country would only tell WRL the company will comply, but it did not say how. The law does say, though, that once these websites verify the user's age, they're supposed to discard that information.
A Wake County shelter that helps families experiencing homelessness has been awarded a $1 million grant from the Bezos Day One Fund. The Family Promise of the Triangle is one of just 2 shelters in Wake County that take families. They place families in apartments temporarily to keep things as normal as possible for people, especially the children. Family Promise has turned this former student housing complex into 12 three-bedroom, three-bath apartments. The organization also has a transitional housing program that helps families create a future.
There are requirements where they have to be employed, they have to put so much into an escrow account every month, they have to work with their case manager, work on budgeting skills, attend life skills classes.
Scott Ferris, who you heard from there, says they served 136 families across six programs last year, up from the previous year, and the need is just increasing. They're getting 15 to 20 calls a day. That $1 million grant will be used over the next 5 years to expand the one shelter diversion program and expand space so they can house more families.
This morning, we are close to a record number of donations coming into Coast for the Children. We've raised so far $172,000 to help provide warm clothing for children in our area, and there's still time to donate. Go to WRL.com or scan the QR code on your screen. The Coast for the Children campaign runs through the end of the year, just 3 days left.
A second state has now formally moved to disqualify former President Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. The reaction from the Trump campaign after learning of this decision.
And a potential threat for a product that you might have in your pantry. We'll tell you about it coming back.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith on this final Friday of 2023. Let's see how the forecast is shaping up with meteorologist Anthony Baglioni at the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, good morning, Ken. It is a beautiful start. It is chilly for us, though, right now. 39 in Raleigh, Durham, 41 in Fayetteville, 39 in Goldsboro. We're starting to see some sunshine, though, peeking through, and that's going to make, I think, for actually a pretty pleasant afternoon. 56 is where we top out today, right about the Triangle area, 57 in Goldsboro, and we're at 57 in Clinton. There's a very slim chance of a shower coming through after about 4 o'clock, but if you're traveling, maybe going out to dinner, just taking your dog out or something, that's something to watch for. It should taper off though pretty quickly there, but as we head into tonight.
Yeah, let's take a look at traffic. Breaking news out on 540 and 87. It's the ramp from 540 to 87. It is closed right now due to an overturned truck. We're working to learn exactly what kind of truck that is that's overturned. But we do have a live look out there. You can see there is a tow truck that actually just appeared there on the scene. But we have Knightdale police officers that have that ramp closed. They're going to direct you on to 87 southbound. Just get off at Hodge Road and get back onto 87 northbound if you need a detour.
A woman is dead and two others injured after a serious crash in downtown Raleigh. It happened at the intersection of South Blount Street and East Cabarrus Street. Police did not release the woman's name who died, but officers tell us she was 41 years old. The crash is still under investigation. Police say they expect to file charges. A Kentucky man has been arrested for kidnapping a 16-year-old girl from Fayetteville. The teen told police the man picked her up from her home, then drove her to Kentucky, where she was found underneath a trap door inside his home. It was the man's mother who called the police, helping them find that Fayetteville teen. Got a lot more local news ahead on Fox 50, and the Today Show continues on WRAL.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It is a chilly start for us this morning, but we're going to go over how long those cold temperatures last and that holiday weekend forecast coming up.
Charges are expected after a serious crash in Raleigh. The new information we're learning about the crime this morning.
And rescue teams back on the water, continuing the search for a missing boater on the Cape Fear River in Lee County. They're able to rescue four people of the five who went out there, but we'll update that story. And thank you for staying with us here in the 8:30 half hour on Fox 50. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for taking some time with us today here on this final Friday of the year. It's a little bit of sunshine out there. It was a chilly start, but we're still a little bit, if you look at the temperature differences over the last 24 hours, Anthony Baglione at the WRL Severe Weather Center with that look for us. It's quite significant.
It is, yeah. Usually this map is maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 degrees colder or on either side of where we should be kind of for this time of year. We're about 10 to 15 degrees colder than this time yesterday. What that's saying is it was chilly yesterday for us to start, but it's definitely noticeable out there right now. close to 40 is where we sit. Raleigh, Durham, we're at 41 in Fayetteville. We're at 41 there in Rocky Mount. So making a little bit of progress, but it's going to take us just a bit of time. That cold, dense air takes a second to kind of get bubbling up, if you will, and warming up this afternoon. That is what we will see. 56 degrees for us today, 50 for us tomorrow. A little bit cooler as a cold front comes through today. And then we're at 55 New Year's Eve, 54 on New Year's Day. So right in the 50s the next little while. Yesterday we topped out at 60 right on the dot. Our rain chances are minimal for us today, but you notice this kind of disturbance right about there. That gets a little bit closer for us this afternoon into the evening after about 4 or 5 o'clock or so. That could spark up a few light showers, but you notice it is out of here by the time we get to 11 o'clock into late tonight. Brett.
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic. We do have this continuing breaking news that we're continuing to follow on 540 at 87. It's that interchange right there. The rest of the triangle looking good. You saw a lot of green on our map. You even see some green right here. But this ramp is actually closed right now due to an overturned truck. We have the breaking news tracker on its way out to this scene to work to find out exactly what kind of truck it is. But this is our live camera there. And you can see that they have the police there and some DOT trucks there trying to figure out how they're going to get that overturned truck right side up and get it reopened. If you do have to get to 87 northbound, all you got to do is follow that detour over to Hodge Road, get off at Hodge Road exit, and then get back onto 87 northbound to get around this.
A woman is dead. Two others are injured after a serious crash in downtown Raleigh. An investigation at the scene was underway for over 7 hours. WRF's Kelsey Coffey joins us from the police department right now with what you've learned this morning. Kelsey.
At least one of the vehicles that was involved in this crash hit some power poles. So Duke Energy trucks were out there for more than 6 hours just trying to clean up all the aftermath. And today we're asking Raleigh police just what led up to this crash. Let's get you straight to video now from the WRL Breaking News Tracker just so you can see the extent of the two vehicles' damage. A sedan and a pickup truck. The pickup truck flipped over on its roof. Police received a call about this crash just before 8:30 last night. It happened at the intersection of South Blunt and East Cabarrus Street. Police did not release the woman's name who died, but they did tell us she was 41 years old. We're also working to find out the names of the two people who were injured and get an update on their condition. This crash is still under investigation, but police say they do plan to file charges. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
And you this morning, we're working to learn more about a deadly crash in Wake Forest. This was the scene from the WRL Breaking News Tracker on 2 o'clock this morning. The crash closed all lanes of northbound Capitol Boulevard near Club Villas Drive. Authorities tell us three vehicles were involved in that crash. One man died. Another person was taken to a Raleigh area hospital. No word on what may have caused the crash. We'll keep you updated with any new developments.
Right now, crews are expected to be back out on the Cape Fear River in Lee County as they search for a missing person. Yesterday, those crews spent hours searching for five people who went out on the river, and they were able to rescue four of them. The search for those people who were boating took place just south of Moncure. Rescuers searched from the air, on land, and in the water after the teens were reported missing. We don't yet know the names of those five people who were out there boating. We will continue to follow the Swiftwater Rescue Team's efforts to find the one missing person still out there today. You can get updates on air and online. Aaron, there's a flood warning along the Cape Fear River in Cumberland County and Bladen counties because of high water levels. Officials say the levels at the William O. Husk Lock are expected to rise above flood stage tomorrow morning. People we talked to in that area said water is moving faster than normal. The docks are underwater. County officials are asking people to take precautions. The flood warning is in effect through New Year's Eve.
Want to give you a live look now at Ardy International, where travelers will be filling the terminals heading to their New Year's Eve celebrations. Today will be busy, but tomorrow will be even busier. TSA expecting to screen more than 2.6 million people at airport security checkpoints all across the country. The FAA says more than 48,000 flights are expected tomorrow. Now, TSA has recorded nearly 2.5 million people moving through airports since December 20th. And if you're hitting the road, tomorrow will be really busy as well. AAA predicting the best time to be out on the roads is before noon today and tomorrow. Today, the worst travel period will be between 2 p.m. this afternoon and 8 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow, the worst time will be between 5 in the evening and 7 p.m. So that's a smaller window there. You shouldn't see too many traffic effects, though, Sunday or Monday.
A teenage girl is back home and safe in Fayetteville this morning after she was found underneath a trap door inside a home in Kentucky. The 16-year-old girl was first reported missing December 6th and was found Christmas Day. The suspect is 34-year-old Zachary Jones. Police in Lincoln County, Kentucky, released these documents showing Jones is charged with assault, rape, strangulation, and terroristic threatening of that minor. The man's mother spoke with WRL's Chris Lovingood. She's the one who called police, bringing them to the home to find the girl.
No matter what he has done, he's my son, and I love him. And I'm sorry he did it. And that's all I can say.
She also says her son told her the minor was his girlfriend, and he lied to her about the girl's age. The teen told police Jones picked her up from her home in Fayetteville and took her to Kentucky. She said Jones had a gun, choked her, and threatened to kill her. We reached out to the victim's family, who declined an interview. Kentucky law enforcement says Jones will also be charged in North Carolina.
Maine became the second state to disqualify former President Donald Trump from the 2024 primary ballot. This decision comes 1 week after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to remove Trump from its ballot. In her 34-page decision, Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says Trump's actions surrounding January 6th compelled her to make this ruling. She says, though, this won't be enforced until the Maine Supreme Court takes up the issue. The Trump campaign said in a statement Thursday the former president will be filing a legal challenge to this ruling.
Happening today, we're expecting to hear from Bishop William Barber after a movie theater in Greenville called the police on him. Barber was escorted out of a movie theater Tuesday after he was not allowed to use his own chair to watch a movie. Barber says he brought in his own chair that he says is his ADA device. The taller chair he brought helps him sit with less pain. He has arthritis and uses two canes to walk. But an AMC employee told Barber only wheelchairs were approved for that area. A news conference is planned for 11:30 this morning, where Barber is expected to address the situation. Barber is also planning to meet with the chairman of AMC Theaters next week.
Disappointment for the Wolfpack in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Kansas State prevailing, depriving NC State of a 10-win milestone season. Casey Hintz reports from Orlando.
Hey, good morning, everyone, from Orlando, Florida. A 10-win season for NC State will have to wait as the Pack fell to Kansas State 28-19 last night here at the Camping World Stadium. The fellas coming out a little flat in the first half, and they were down double digits heading into halftime. And head coach Dave Doran said, I went into the locker room and I got a little mad. I said, this isn't the team I expected to see. But the Pack came out in the third quarter and responded. But the game really came down to one drive. 15 plays, 72 yards, nearly 8 minutes off the clock. By the time the Pack got the ball back, there was only 2 minutes and some change left in the game. Brendan Armstrong saying, you know, I was anxious to get back out there. I've seen a lot of crazy things, so you just never know. But then his final throw in an NC State uniform was a pick, and that was ball game.
And you look back, I always do this. I look back and it's like, what could I have done different? Because we didn't get the job done. But I feel like I did what I needed to do to be ready and prepared. We just didn't get it done.
It was a heck of a ball game. You know, I thought when we faked that punt and scored, gained all the momentum, and the way we had been playing prior to that next drive on defense in the second half, that we're going to win this game. So that didn't happen.
Now, Doran was asked how this year's team sets up the program's future, and he said it absolutely does, just the way we finished our regular season. But when you look ahead to next year, thanks to the landscape of college football, we can have upwards to 50 new players on this team. He said it'll be a new puzzle. It's exciting, it's challenging, but it's also confusing all at the same time. So right now, I just want to think about the kids in this locker room, take a few days, get away, and then I'll get right back to it. Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Orlando.
Thousands of people will fill downtown Raleigh for the WREL first night celebration. Crews are putting final touches on the preps for the big event. You can expect live performances and plenty of activities for families, including a new amusement ride, the Acorn Drop with fireworks display happening at 7 to wrap up the children's celebration, then again at midnight.
Now, we're your home for WREL first night Raleigh if you want to watch from your couch. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday, 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through midnight, the Acorn Drop, the fireworks, everything. You can also watch the Acorn Drop on WRIL right after Sunday Night Football ends.
841 now, an NBA record on the verge of being broken, but it's not something the Pistons want to be known for. Just ahead, who the team will have to defeat to avoid going on the longest losing streak ever recorded in the league.
Broken blades, overheating, even catching on fire. All of these concerns behind the recall of millions of blenders sold nationwide. What to know if you're using a BlendJet blender at home.
Also, we want to give you a live look at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. I think that junior golf tournament is continuing this morning. You can see the links filling up there. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will tell us how the New Year's Eve weekend is looking just ahead.
.45 is the time right now on your Friday morning. The peaceful, serene gardens right behind WRAL studio here. Sunshine in Raleigh. And then there's this. Let's go to Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center where that shot changed again, Anthony. We were looking at Beach Mountain, right? The weather camera there.
Magic TV, right? Yeah, I was hoping this camera. Oh, there we go. Wait for it. Wait. There we go. Beautiful shot. Yeah, our Beach Mountain camera kind of pans around. We were saying maybe it just froze because of the cold temperatures and the snow. A beautiful shot there, though. Lots of people, I'm sure, going to be out and about this weekend. Lots of snow being made, our Beach Mountain camera. And then back here at home, we are looking pretty quiet as well. They could even see, though, a few light snow showers through today that are, you know, of course, coming down as far as opposed to the snowmakers. 35 to 45 is what we're going here for temperatures. If you're headed in that direction, it should be feeling fairly festive. I could imagine just sitting in a cabin with a fire going. Sounds really nice this weekend. At the beaches, also looking pretty good. A little cool, but we're not too bad. 55 to 60, a very stray shower to the north. Otherwise, tons of sunshine today. You are looking great if you're headed in that direction, that part of our state. We're at 39, though. It's a chilly start right now in Raleigh, Durham, 32. We've hit that freezing mark in Roxborough, 41 in Fayetteville. We do not have any storm systems on the way that would bring us any snowfall. I know there's a lot of snow lovers out there, and then there's people who do not want the snow. It looks pretty quiet for us over the next week or so. We're at 56 this afternoon, though, so relatively comfortable across the triangle. 57 Clinton, 57 in Goldsboro. I think it should be a pretty nice day. However, you do notice that freezing, a stray shower for us. We're looking at that potential maybe mainly between about 5 o'clock up until 8 o'clock this evening. It should not amount to much, but if you're headed out, let's say you just want to go for a drive, you're heading out for traveling and you need to go for a walk or something, I think by 5, 6, 7 o'clock or so, you see it right there, and then by the time you see it, you blink and you miss. It's a very quick-hitting system, but it's just that chance is there for an inconvenient shower today. We head into the weekend, though, for the holiday itself. We're looking great. Temperature is right about 40 at midnight, 55 degrees, the actual high temperature there on New Year's Eve. Very, very pleasant for us on Sunday. We should see a good amount of sunshine. More cloud cover on Monday for New Year's Day itself, but all in all looking pretty good. There's a very slim chance, again, 20% chance of a passing area of rain. That should not amount to much either. Here's what we're looking at over the next 7 days, though, as we head into 2024. Hard to believe. 56 for us today. We dropped to 50 on Saturday, 55 for New Year's Eve itself, 54 on Monday. And then, guys, we see temperatures at 55 by the time we get to Wednesday of next week.
Thanks, Anthony. Several pets are dead and an adult is injured after a house fire in Holly Springs. The chief says two adults and two children were inside the home on Hickory Glen Lane when that fire broke out. A woman was treated for smoke inhalation. Two dogs, three guinea pigs, and a rabbit died in the fire. Family members say they were therapy animals of their daughter who has autism. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused the fire, but they say a space heater was near where it started.
Prosecutors representing the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students last year requesting a summer trial date. This comes as the home where the murders took place was demolished yesterday. Two victims' families pleaded with the university and prosecutors to stop the demolition until after the trial, saying it could still be relevant to the jury. Until the school decides what to do with the lot next, it will remain vacant. Legal experts believe the defense will ask for a venue transferred to a larger city with a larger jury pool. The suspect, Brian Koberger, has pleaded not guilty.
10 people have been rescued after a plane crashed in a remote area of Canada. A plane went down Wednesday afternoon, making a sudden crash landing about 10 miles from the Diavik diamond mine. Eight passengers were on board, along with two crew members. Six people had minor injuries from the crash. Two people had more serious injuries. An emergency tracking device sent out the call for help shortly after that plane went down, but rescue efforts had to pause through the night because of weather. A rescue team was able to parachute in yesterday with medical supplies and food. Everyone is expected to be brought home safely in the coming days.
Blend Jet blender users, listen up. Nearly 5 million of these blenders have been recalled. They come from more than 300 reports of blades breaking off, 17 reports of overheating and catching fire. There are 49 reports of minor burn injuries and one laceration. The blender has been sold nationwide and online. The recall stretches from a product sold in October 2020 through last month. It affects several serial numbers, so check those digits. The first four digits range from 5201 to 5542.
Nearly one in six adults has trouble hearing. Now that you can buy hearing aids without a prescription, more of those folks are looking for assistance. Consumer Reports put several over-the-counter hearing aids to the test. As with many products, choosing the right one can be challenging. When it comes to over-the-counter hearing aids, it is important to know there are two kinds, the preset and self-fitting.
Preset OTCs are more affordable, and they're generally simpler to set up and use. You can just stick them in your ear and go. But some are so simple that they offer little more than basic volume control.
Consumer Reports found a good preset option, the Lucid Engage hearing aids. And for self-fitting, Lexi Lumens were the most affordable, and a pricier but good option were also the Sony CRE E10s, $1,300 though. To test yourself, you can search online for the Hearing Handicap Inventory for Adults screening questionnaire. If you score in the mild to moderate range, an over-the-counter hearing aid could be a good fit for you.
Well, the Detroit Pistons are hoping not to break a record tomorrow. If they lose to Toronto, they will break the record for the longest losing streak in NBA history. The team's loss to the Celtics last night earned them their 28th straight loss that matches the longest losing streak. Pistons forced overtime, though, before Boston recovered, winning 128-122. They now match the Philadelphia 76ers' record consecutive losses.
It is time to say goodbye to 2023 and WRL First Night. Raleigh is just one of many New Year's Eve events happening this weekend. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with even more New Year's Eve events, starting off with the celebrations for kids, Kathy.
Okay, you do not have to stay up until midnight to celebrate the new year. There's several celebrations happening Sunday during the day. Okay, first, Marvel's Kids Museum in downtown Raleigh. They've got the New Year's Eve celebration. It's a countdown to the new year with confetti cannons, bubble wrap fireworks, all the fun stuff for the kids. Okay, and it's included with your museum admission, so a great option for the kids in Raleigh. Let's go over to Chapel Hill at Kid Zoo. Also a New Year's celebration. They're going to have bubbles, special activities. Everything's included in your museum admission. They want you to register in advance if you can, so they know how many kids are coming. In Durham, Museum of Life and Science, they're doing their celebration 10 a.m. on Sunday. It's going to be happening through 1 p.m. at noon, a big countdown. They're going to have experiments, all kinds of activities for the kids to do, just tons of stuff, and it's all included with your museum admission.
And WRL First Night Raleigh also holds an early celebration. Activities get underway 2 p.m. and include a parade at 6 p.m., the early countdown at 7 p.m., so the acorn, the fireworks, and then you just fake the kids. It's already dark. You just tell them it's midnight, and off you go. Any other early drops happening out there?
It's great. So if they don't want to see the acorn, you know, if you're a fan of pickles, yeah. Mount Olive is doing their big pickle drop on Sunday. Last year, the weather caused it to be canceled, but this year, the pickle's going to drop. It's going to happen at 7 p.m. from Mount Olive Fire Department's Tower 23. It's going to be so much fun. Fireworks normally following the drop. And then you've also got the egg drop happening over in Nashville. Braswell Family Farms is hosting that. It's just before 7 p.m. as well. Fireworks will follow. Food trucks, face painting, and live music.
Awesome. Head to WRL.com, search keyword out and about for a full roundup of New Year's Eve events. Kathy, thank you.
Hey, the Cleveland Browns clinching a playoff spot as they defeated the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football. Can you believe we just said that? The Cleveland Browns. Quarterback Joe Flacco throwing for three touchdowns. The Browns got some help from their defense with a pick six and a blocked field goal attempt. Browns end up winning 37-20, now sitting number five in the AFC. Another look at news, weather, traffic next.